The Wacomico County Council decision to appoint Dr. Rene Desmaris to become the next county executive has created a backlash from within the community. Groups like the Greater Salisbury Committee and the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce at a gathering on Monday morning called for the council to reconsider its decision. Among the candidates applying for the office was Republican delegate Carl Anderton. One of those who spoke to the gathering and supports Anderton is Blair Carey, owner of a custom home building company in the area, and he has offered up a petition on Facebook for the council to reconsider its decision.
I think I stand with a lot of our citizens. We all stand in kind of shock after watching the interview process, after having a chance to. I mean, we all couldn't be there, unfortunately. And, you know, just in the situation where we don't get a chance to go in and cast a vote, you know, we want our council members to hear us and to listen to what we want as their people, you know, who they serve is, you know, we want to be heard. So, you know, I think that the citizens of this county, and I don't speak for everyone, but, you know, there's a resounding and loud noise saying that there was a wrong decision made here today or, you know, this past week. And there is unifying support for one candidate, and that's Carl Anderton Jr. And we just, you know, the resume, the pedigree, you know, what he's already done for the county. He's grown up here, you know, and he's just done so much already. And it just seems that our council members selected someone out of left field.
So tell me then a little bit about your petition and who's going to sign it and where is it going to go?
So I've started a petition on Facebook. It's a petition that is, you know, basically trying to get as many Wacomico County citizens to sign just to have these four council members reconsider and file a motion to reconsider. We have a week window basically till next Tuesday to get as many you know, voters and people to sign this petition to be heard. So, you know, the goal here is to get as many signatures on that thing so that the council can see that, and it will be presented to them next Tuesday and say, listen, you know, here are signatures from your, you know, your residents here, your citizens that you represent. You know, we want to have the best candidate, and we want who we would vote in. You know, quite simply, I think if this was a vote, our county would be a resounding 80-90% for Carl Anderton. I hate to say that, you know, it's my personal opinion, but I think it's one of many, many citizens of this county.
What do you think happened?
Honestly, sir, I couldn't tell you. You know, everyone that was at that council meeting saw the same interviews, listened to the same, you know, answers. You know, they know of the resume. They listen to who they are, where they're from. And, you know, we selected a candidate that couldn't even answer two out of the five questions that were presented. You know, didn't even know of what the Wacomico County strategic plan was, you know, and it's just very alarming that, you know, we all saw the same thing, you know, and how four out of our seven council members saw it completely different than the rest of the community is just mind-boggling to me.
I got the sense that the business community was dissatisfied with how this process went.
Yeah, and it's not just the business community. I mean, I came here as a resident of Wacomico County, more over anything, because, you know, we're all in this together. It's not just, you know, the business side of things. It's just everything from a social standpoint. Hands down, Carl Anderton is a better candidate. He's the type of guy that will, you know, talk to everyone the same way. He's very, very open-minded and collaborative with everyone that comes in contact with him.
Blair Carey, a local business owner who has created an online petition for the county council to reconsider its decision to appoint Dr. Rene Desmaris to become the county executive. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.